SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. There are blizzard warnings up and down the East Coast.
Heavy wet snow coming down in the Northeast combined with high winds means blizzard warnings for all of New York City and many other areas from D.C. to Maine. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell.
It's been a while since we've had a major nor'easter and major blizzard of this magnitude across the Northeast. You got to go about a decade.
Snell says 1 to 2 feet of snow, possibly more in some areas, is forecast into Monday.
Definitely a major winter storm and a major impact for these parts of, as far as the country.
With whiteout conditions from the blizzard, travel will be dangerous, power outages likely. Julie Walker, New York.
As the midterm elections approach, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire advises Republican candidates to remain laser-focused on pocketbook issues.
Republicans need to be ramping up right now. It's tax season, friends. And what do you know? You will see a bigger tax refund. You will pay less in taxes this year because of the work Republicans have done. Energy costs are down. Groceries are down. Everyday home goods are down. These are things people need to be talking about continuously every day.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. A new economic comparison has shocked many Canadians. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Data from a Canadian economist and the IMF finds that per capita GDP in Alabama has now surpassed Canada's, challenging long-held stereotypes about the southern U.S. state. The revelation has sparked a wave of online mockery and political commentary, highlighting Alabama's decades of industrial growth and Canada's recent economic struggles.
Alabama has achieved significant economic gains through long-term investment in manufacturing, research, and job growth. This is SRN News. A new report on gender, politics, and religion.
It comes from Real Clear Investigations, and it reveals that for the first time in a quarter of a century, more men are going to church than women. This trend is moving parallel to another one that sees more and more men migrating to the Republican Party while women move to the Democrats. The report also indicates that the decades-long decline in Christianity in the U.S. is leveling off, with revival being noted in some places. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gay rights groups are suing the Trump administration for removing a rainbow pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument. That New York site commemorates the gay rights movement and was established during the Biden administration. The flag was first displayed in 2022 and was the first such banner to fly permanently on federal land. After removing it this month, the Park Service cited a January memo that limits the agency to displaying the Stars and Stripes and the POW/MIA flag. This is SRN News. Congressman Chip Roy cautions that a global effort to promote Islam is gaining traction in the United States.
You've got a political, ideological movement that is very clearly a part of the Islamist network, right? The Muslim Brotherhood. A lot of people that are trying to push that, not just as a religious doctrine or faith, but as a political movement and ideology. We're seeing it unfold in Europe. And it's happening here in the United States.
Roy, a Texas Republican, spoke to the Salem Radio Network. At least 20 communities with large warehouses across the U.S. have become stealth targets for Immigration and Customs Enforcement's $45 billion expansion of detention centers. Communities are objecting to mass detentions and raising concerns that the facilities could strain water supplies and other services while reducing local tax revenue. More details at srnnews.com.